I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. It's been a roller coaster ride in Ukraine. Uneasy quiet is equally mixed with renewed fighting. The uncertainty has kept stores and businesses shut while inflation is the only thing on the move. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission.
Where food is available, the prices have just skyrocketed. And so all of this has led to an increase in crime. So you've got that going on in addition to the struggle with the pro-Russian separatists and the Ukrainian army.
Christian Aid is working with 9 indigenous ministries to hand out food and supplies at the front line.
We have a lot of people who have been displaced, and these Christian ministries are trying to come to their aid. And so many Ukrainians are so open to the gospel right now. They're seeking the Lord for wisdom.
And there are struggles of a different kind in Haiti. Ava DeHart of For Haiti with Love says their burn clinic has been busier than ever, even overwhelming at times.
Each burn patient has their own story. Each accident happens in a unique, different way. But the blessing is they know where to come, and our contributors have made it possible for us to have the supplies in place to treat them.
Along with treating wounds and bad burns, For Haiti's staff gives hope and healing through the power of prayer.
The gospel comes in with every patient sitting in front of our team. You pray with the patients. You pray with the people coming in with them. There's constantly an opening for the staff to be witnessing to the people bringing the patients in or the patients themselves.
Go to missionnews.org for links and full stories from today's broadcast. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.